Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm going to be telling you a story about something that happened to me at an airport earlier this year. You might have guessed because the title is Panic at the Airport. And really, I want you to listen out for any vocabulary, keywords, but also the most important thing about what I'm trying to do today is to explain how and why we use a couple of past tenses, specifically the past continuous tense and the past perfect tense. And these two, many people find quite difficult to use correctly. So I'm going to tell you a story, a real story, and I'm going to include those tenses. So listen carefully because I'll be talking about them and telling you the examples after the story. Okay, so back in January, I took a trip to Patagonia, which is in Argentina. Well, it's Argentina and Chile, but I went to the Argentinian part of Patagonia. If you don't know much about this place, you've never been, I really recommend you look at some photos, and one day you should go. I'm going to tell you more stories about Patagonia, I'm sure, in other podcasts. But today I'm going to talk just about the journey back to London. So I arrived at the airport in Buenos Aires a couple of hours before my flight. I thought I had plenty of time, lots of time. But that was before I saw the queue at passport control. It was long and slow. I joined the queue, and I'm always anxious at passport control just in case there's something wrong or I've got the wrong passport or something. And while I was waiting in this long queue, I heard an announcement on the loudspeaker. It was in Spanish, so I couldn't understand much, but I heard my name. You do not want to hear your name in an airport announcement. You know, they're not wishing you a nice journey or complimenting your clothes. It means something is wrong. You do not want to hear your name. But I stayed in the queue because I wanted to get through passport control as quickly as possible. I finally got through, and by this point, I had decided that I had imagined my name being called. It didn't really happen. So I went to buy a sandwich and some fruit salad from a shop. But while I was queuing for the sandwich, again, I heard, "Por favor, Benjamin Holt, por favor." So I really started to panic. That was definitely my name being called. So I quickly paid and I threw my sandwich and fruit salad into my bag. I quickly ran to my boarding gate and went to the help desk. And they told me that I needed a physical ticket. But you see, I only had my boarding pass on my phone. That's the way I always do it these days. I just have the boarding pass on my phone. So I'm thinking, oh God, I don't have my boarding pass. I don't have a ticket. Luckily, they had printed it out for me. Very nice people. So panic over. So everything was fine. I boarded the plane, but when I reached into my bag to get my sandwich, the fruit salad had spilt all over the inside of my bag. So everything smelt and was covered in like this orange juice, which wasn't great for the sandwich, I have to say. So the moral of the story is give yourself lots of time when you catch a plane. That's my advice. And now for the grammar. So The most important thing is that you understood the story. If not, if you missed bits, then maybe listen again. There's a few things to listen out for, not just the grammar. Also want to point out the word cue. You might know this as line, to say to wait in a line. Well, in the United States, they call it a line, and we call it cue, which is spelt Q-U-E-U-E, to wait in the queue. So that can be a noun, the queue, or it could be a verb, to queue for something. Also, there were some vocabulary about airports, things like passport control, the boarding pass, the boarding gate. Yeah, make sure you have a good understanding of these words that will help you understand the story. But the most important thing for this podcast is the past continuous and the past perfect. So I want to just point out two examples. So earlier in the story, I said, while I was waiting in the queue, I heard an announcement. So when we say this, while I was waiting, there is a long action and then an interruption, a shorter action that interrupts that longer action. So if we look at this example, while I was waiting, that is the long action. You're waiting, you're waiting, you're waiting. And then the interruption, I heard an announcement. That's why we use the past continuous there. While I was waiting in the queue, I heard an announcement. So that's an example of the past continuous. And there were a few examples of the past perfect, but I'm going to give you the example near the end. When I reached into my bag to get my sandwich, the fruit salad had spilt all over the inside of my bag. So in this case, we have the past perfect because I'm telling you about an action which happened before another action. It's almost background information to the main action. If we consider the main action as I reached into my bag, because that's what's happened in the story, what had happened before that is that the fruit salad had spilt all over the inside of my bag. So we've got two moments, both in the past, but one moment happens chronologically earlier than another. And that moment we use in the past perfect form. So there you have just a couple of examples of how we use past continuous and how we use past perfect. Hopefully that's nice and clear how I use it, and it could help you when you are speaking and when you are writing. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it interesting. I hope you will take my advice about not rushing and make sure you give yourself lots of time when you catch a plane. And if you have any ideas for future podcasts, or if you have any feedback about this one or other podcasts I've done, then you can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.